Hello, everyone. My name is Jeremy, and I'd like to welcome you to today's teleconference. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions on how to participate will follow at that time. As a reminder, this call is being recorded. If you should need operator assistance at any time, please press star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I would now like to introduce your speaker for today, Ann Bodak, Director of Sales, Nikon North America. Ann, please go ahead.
Great. Thank you very much, Jeremy, and good evening, and welcome to the call, everyone. This is the supposed to be the first Wednesday of the month call, but due to the July 4th holiday, which I hope everyone had a fabulous holiday on July 4th, we are doing our recruiting call on the second Wednesday of the month, July 11th. And tonight we have a very special call lined up for you. So this will be a call that not only will you want to listen to this evening, but go back again and listen to over and over again, as well as any new consultant that joins your business. You'll want them to listen to the information that we'll be covering this evening, because it literally will be information that can truly transform your business and really help to add clarity to what it is that that you're building with a Nikon business. And with the Sprint for Silver campaign going on this summer, for the month of July, you have 4,000 bonus points to help you towards you advancing to the silver level. And we'll be discussing that this evening. This recruiting process that we're talking about tonight is so critical for having an understanding of for effectively building a Nikon business. It is just going to be a fabulous call. So I want to get into that, but I also want to make the announcement and congratulate all new silver consultants and people that achieved new ranks in the month of June. We actually had record numbers of new silvers breaking in the month of June. In fact, this past June has been the best June in terms of new silvers that broke than we've had in over 7 years. So congratulations to all the new silvers and all of their support team that helped them achieve that. So tonight we have two very special guests lined up for the call this evening. We have Royal Diamond consultant Jeff Van Blaricum, who is also a member of the Millionaires Club, and one of the few Millionaires Club members that actually has achieved that in a one-year period. So Jeff, are you with us this evening?
It's my pleasure, Ann. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Great to have you on the call.
And I'm excited to be on.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. We have another special guest lined up, a key member on your team, who you'll be introducing very shortly. But with this call, before I get to ask Jeff his first question, I want to draw to your attention. I conducted an interview with Jeff that's now posted on MyNikon.com, and one of the interviews that I did with Jeff is included in the new consultant email campaign, linked to exactly what we'll be discussing this evening in this recruiting process and the importance of doing the basics on a continual basis. So, Jeff, in getting started with this call this evening, can you review with all of us the importance of doing the basics on a continual basis, and specifically, what are the steps in the recruiting process?
Well, it's one of my favorite things to talk about, Ann, so we'll just get started.
I'll let you go right into it.
I really believe that when we're building this business, we want to focus on duplicatable activities. That's the whole objective. We want to duplicate ourselves so we can build a business that actually grows without our presence. That's one of the phenomenal things about network distribution, is we have the ability to create a business that can do that for us. Unlike, you know, where most people are in their jobs or running businesses, their presence is typically required. So that's the first thing I want to point out, is there's a reason why we do every step in this business basics process. So it all starts out with an ABC or a one-on-one meeting. This company was founded on an ABC concept. That means if you, the listener on the call, and I were to go meet your prospect, that would be an ABC meeting. I would be the A, you would be the B, and the C would be your prospect. A one-on-one is the same meeting. It would just be you and your prospect. After you'd learn how to do this initial meeting, you will be doing those meetings yourself, so then it's just called a one-on-one. But so there's no confusion. It's the same meeting. So So we like to meet people first, and really what that ABC meeting helps us do, it just helps us sort through who's interested in learning more and who isn't. I think I want to point out right here that we really never meet with people to try to sell them something or sign them up in our business. I really believe people need to be educated and they need to become 100% informed so they can make an intelligent decision for themselves. And so I can't stress that enough. I see a lot of people worldwide who are having first meetings with people trying to sell them things, and I think it happens because our products are so effective and in many cases life-changing that people think, oh, I just have to go tell people about these products. Well, I look at Neken as our, if we're in a rowboat, Neken's the boat, and the product is one oar, and the business is another oar, and everything has to be working in sync for you to advance. If you're just rowing your product oar, you're just going to go in circles. So
you don't sell right from the get-go. Is it fair to say your purpose on that initial meeting is to make them aware that they're going to be going through a process of getting informed, and at the end of that they'll be able to make an informed decision?
Yeah, we're only taking people through these steps who are interested in what we're doing. And as I said, it's a way to kind of weed through who's interested and who isn't. That's really our only objective on a first meeting. It's to see who gravitates to the information, and then we ask them to come through an informational process that includes many facets. The next step then would be we provide information to people. I love using the Success from Home magazine, and there's a whole series of different, of course, that has a CD, DVD inside it, and there's just a lot of different CDs available to the public out there today to the Neken consultants to build their businesses with. So that's a great tool that we use as a leave behind from that first meeting. It's really important that people understand, let me say before we move through these steps any further, we sell product at the end of the informational process if they're not going to join our team. When I look at my job, we're all independent contractors, but my job, if you will, for Neken is to develop a network by which these products are going to reach the public. So I really believe our job is to create the network. If we're selling up front, it's much more difficult to create the network. If our focus is to create the network, we're always going to move product because these products work, they're fabulous, and if people learn more about them and hear testimonies and have their own experiences with them, you really don't have to sell anything. They purchase from you. And I like that better than trying to sell and pressure people up front, which is what a lot of people end up doing. So really, this whole thing, Ann, is informational right to the very end, and then we see where people fit. Now, I want to point out, the people who aren't interested never continue in the process, at least right now. They might later. But the ones that kind of fall out of your process are the ones that just aren't interested. But so how about I just quickly run through the steps that we do, and then we'll see what where we go after that.
Absolutely.
We have that first ABCR 101 meeting. We provide information to interested people, and then we plug them into our weekly wellness preview. And this is something that I believe is critical, this weekly event. Now, it can be in a home, it can be in a hotel or wherever, but it's a weekly event, and it has all the components of Neken in it, meaning company, industry, product, and business highlights. A lot of people having in-home meetings that don't have any business component to it. And it's real important that there's a business component in all of our weekly meetings. So, again, it's informational. And at the end of that meeting, instead of being pressured, again, which is I think what a lot of people expect who come to an event like that, they think, oh, they're going to try to get me now. We give them a back roll at the end of the meeting. And I think it just totally amazes people that, you know, they truly are in an informational process, and now they get to experience these great products. And instead of spending the time after the wellness preview trying to convince them to join our business or buy something, we give them a gift, and we roll their back and set them down on a Kanko seat and a body energizer, and we have them experience the products for about a half an hour after that 1-hour wellness preview. understanding that it's the whole of the activities. It's not one step or the other that's important by itself. It's like the one-hour wellness preview is a component of simple, basic steps that educate people. So now they go home after a preview. They have a great night's sleep in most cases after a rollout. Many cases, people feel better than they felt in a long, long time right there after the rollout and the time with the body energizer. And before they leave us that night, we book what we call a follow-up meeting. We want to get back together with them as soon as possible, Ann, and this is another step where we're getting their questions answered, we're providing more information, we're actually showing them at that point how our business works. If they were to join us, these are the things we would do together, and interestingly enough, it's just a repeat of the steps they've just come through. This is so important because this is a simple business, and we want to keep it simple, and thus that makes it so duplicatable. It can start growing without our presence very quickly. So the follow-up meeting is an absolute must. And now they've had the initial meeting, the information, the weekly wellness preview. They've had a rollout, a back roll, you know. And that also, in our mind, qualifies them for a loan of the product if necessary by coming to that event. We've always treated the weekly event as a second look, and we've always had an ABC or one-on-one meeting first. A lot of people get stuck in the situation where they're calling and inviting people to come to an event that they don't ever seem to come to, and it doesn't work very well. So the ABC meetings or one-on-one meetings actually fuel the weekly event. That's where the weekly event numbers will start to swell and grow because we have people who are interested. They do want to learn more, and now that's part of the process. So we have the follow-up meeting, and then basically at that point it's decision time. I do want to say that sometimes more than one follow-up meeting is necessary for people to you know, understand everything, get their questions answered, feel comfortable, believe in the technologies, believe in network distribution, whatever's holding them back. Now, if they get to that point and they don't want to join our team, Ann, mm-hmm. then they can purchase products. And they're much more likely to purchase more products at that point because they've had more experiences, they've heard testimonies at the meeting, they've had rollouts and in some cases loans. So it really it works very, very well when we complete steps.
Or at any step along the way, if they opt not to go to that next stage, you can then also introduce and sell the product at that point.
You could. It happens. Sometimes,
they stop along the way, just so that people don't, if they haven't, they can still follow up if they don't continue along with the process
sure.
to the full extent.
Sure. And let me just say that the goal is to complete the process with as many people as possible.
Right.
In other words, to help as many as possible become 100% informed. That's the real goal.
Now,
if we do the numbers, the results are there. We have product sales. We have people joining our team. And the people who aren't interested, they, like you said, they just kind of fall out somewhere along the way.
And let me ask you this, two questions or two comments on that, Jeff. Now, right from the get-go, though, at that initial meeting, are you not up front with people and letting them know that you're looking for, you're building a business, you're building that network, so you know that you let them know that you're establishing your network and business partners?
Well, you know what we do, Ann? We chat with them for anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes, and it's usually 20 minutes because most people are friendly and talkative. And then the very next thing we do is we hit play on that company business flash presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually... This is how I do it, okay? I play the flash presentation, which talks about NECAN and the industry, the technologies, and it talks about business partnerships. And then I personalize it with my own story and a few products to show them right there, maybe roll their neck and shoulder muscles with MagBoys, which is always a hit, and then ask them if they're open for more information. And almost everyone we talk to says, yes, I'm interested because... you know, a variety of reasons. Usually it's product-oriented at that point. This is where we don't want a new person to get caught up and just think, oh, they're just going to just be a customer. Most people aren't jumping up and down to join our business right away because they don't understand our business. And that's the reason we take people through a series of steps to help them become 100% informed.
Right, but the purpose of bringing them through these series of steps is to establish new people in your organization.
It's absolutely to recruit, Ann. It is to recruit and build a network, and if they don't want to do that, they can purchase product.
Yeah, and before moving on to the next step, I just want to make draw reference to everyone on the line that what Jeff just talked about in the 90-day planner that NECAN has made available to all people talks about exactly those steps, from contacting people to doing the ABC meeting or the one-on-one, doing the weekly business presentation. There's a section in there for the product, for doing the rollout, doing the wellness home overview, and what Jeff talked about was the follow-up. So all of those key points, we have a mechanism and a means and a tool for you to chart your activity to get the results that you're looking for. So, and then again, using the tools that Jeff has talked about, including our business flash presentation or the PowerPoint presentation that you can use to facilitate this process.
Exactly.
Excellent. Now, I understand you have a great new person that's recently joined your business that has done a lot of these steps that you just talked about. So would you mind introducing him and just saying a few words about Dutch and what he's accomplished, and then we can hear from Dutch on how this information has been helpful to him and hear a real-life story with someone that you've been working with very recently.
Well, it's really, again, it's my pleasure, and I couldn't be happier and more proud to do this. Dutch and I have only known each other about 4.5 months, and he actually was third level or fourth level in my business, and that's one of the powerful things that I want to just point out right now is that the reason we do ABC and one-on-one meetings and we find, you know, we go do 6 or 8 or 10 of those with somebody and find somebody else that's interested, and we go do as many as we can with them, up to about 10. We find somebody else, and typically your leaders in your network are going to show up 2, 3, 4, 5 levels deep, and that's exactly what happened here. I met Dutch on an ABC meeting, and he got started in March, and actually I think went to his first wellness preview in February. Got rolling in March, went silver his first month, and then he just did the basics. And the thing I love about him is he's been very teachable. And you see, Ann, NECAN's paid me millions and millions and millions of dollars in commissions, and they've done that because I've built a business exactly like I'm teaching here. And the thing I believe Dutch recognized right from the beginning is there's a proven method to follow, and you know, if we look at all the NECAN Millionaires Club members, virtually every one of them has followed similar steps, you know, seeing new faces on a consistent basis, providing information, using a weekly event, doing rollouts and demos, following up with people, and then initiating activity. So those basic things, and certainly not focusing on selling up front, I must say. So Dutch has done absolutely everything, just textbook, just to the letter. He has followed it, and it enabled me to duplicate very quickly. In fact, most of the last 2 months, and I haven't even been around. I've been in Europe and Australia twice. You know, been all over with NECAN, and like I said, Dutch went silver his first month and made almost $1,800. Which is very significant for people. I always try to get a person a good first month check so they can, that alone shows people this isn't like all the other deals that they're familiar with. And he's continued to build his business and set goals at the beginning of the month for volume and production and how many people he's going to help reach certain ranks. And he actually became gold his fourth month in the business. And we looked on the internet last night, and I don't think he'll mind if I share this, but in fact, I think he's pretty excited about it, but his check is just about $100 shy of $12,000 for his fourth month in the business. So it's really proof that this works. So I want to introduce to you a brand new gold distributor, John Van Creek, and we call him Dutch.
Hello, everyone out there.
And
it's my pleasure to be a part of this call, and is pretty much like Jeff has said, I am basically just a prodigy of his teaching, and figured out pretty quick that I'm $970,000 away from being in the Millionaires Club, and I kind of like to get there sooner than later, and they've beaten a pretty good path to it, and I've just decided to listen. What I've done in my life, when he got in Neekin, I've been in sales for 17 years, and I still got to go out and create an income every month, and he doesn't. And I really, really honor and respect what kind of business he's developed and the people he's helped in doing that. And I took a liking to Jeff the first time I met him, and right after I met him, literally right after I met him, he was gone for 10 days in the Caribbean. So and that's kind of how it's been. You know, I have a chance to work with Jeff on little flashes of time. He gives me what I need right then, and I make sure I collect as much as I can from him. And then he's gone. So I have definitely learned what I need to learn to develop the business to the point it is now. So, Ann, was there specifics that you wanted to ask me?
Yeah, so how is this, in knowing the information that Jeff just covered, linked to the recruiting process, how has this been helpful to you in getting your business off the ground and producing the results that you have in a very short period of time?
Well, right off the bat, it gave me a clear vision of what this business is. Instead of trying to figure it out, the business is simply a process of information, and that process is necessary because people have no idea what it is that we are doing. They'd like to compare it to something they think they know it's like, but the reality is if they knew what this was and how it works, they'd already be doing it. So the fact is, as we take people through the information process, people who gravitate to this business are people who are open-minded and sincerely looking for answers in their life. Because at 44, I make about $250,000 a year selling, and I've gotten to the point where I'm spending 60, 70, 80 hours a week to create that kind of income. And I realized that with the way Uncle Sam's taking it out of my back pocket as quick as I'm making it, I'm not getting ahead in this deal, and my years of productivity are coming to an end. And I know that the whole premise of developing a business that's walk away within a short period of time is why I'm so excited about being involved in this network. So to answer your question, the specific basics gave me a clear picture of what it was I needed to do on a real day-to-day basis of how to build my business. And when we talk about doing an ABC meeting or one-on-one meeting, and making the phone calls to set up those meetings is crucial. What we've done and what we find is successful for us is to pick a day that you're going to make your appointments, so you have your appointments laid out for the 3 or 4 days before your wellness preview. That has worked very well for us. And we take as many of those one-on-one people that are interested to the wellness preview, understanding that the process is designed to weed out the people who this really isn't going to work for as far as developing a business. It really does thin it down. So you're working with the people at the end of the information process who really are gravitating to what we're talking about, which is designed to save you time. The people who don't gravitate to building a business are going to buy a product. I have 21 personal retail customers that I can't handle, and I pass them down to my downline. I try to hold on to about 5 to 10 myself. I move, you know, I've moved 3 magnetic, what do you call them, the promo packs myself, just through my organization, through the retail.
The energy demo pack.
Oh, okay.
If you haven't ordered yourself a few of those, that's 50% off. If you're going to loan product on a Thursday, or if you're going to be, you know, selling these products to people who don't want to be a part of your network, boy, that's a great place to make some really, really quick money and also get your product out at the least expensive way you're going to get your hands on it. So that has been very, very successful. And then the people that have gotten involved in the business with the idea of developing the business, we had 6 people who wanted to be business builders who made the decision that they're going to build this business, and we generated almost 80,000 in volume with those 6 people. You start to realize it's not how many people that get
last month.
Last month. there's not a lot. It's not a lot of people that it takes to create a large amount of volume. What it is a handful of committed people who put their back against each other and say, "We're in this for the long haul, no matter what." That commitment and that spirit of core that you create within a network of people who has mutual trust and respect for each other is something that I've longed for in a professional field my whole life. I love that. And I encourage you to develop that as you go along, because the fringe benefits of having true friends and having people that you can rely on as business partners is something way beyond the money, and something you'll really enjoy about building this Neekin business as you go along.
So I want to interject in here. Can I interject?
Sure.
We had a
Absolutely.
Human Being More training on June 2nd and 3rd, and Dutch had around 20 people in his downline at that class. And that was the, March, April, May. That was 90 days into the business. He had 20 people in his group at Humans Being More training June 2nd and 3rd. And lo and behold, has a tremendous month of June, becomes a gold, does tremendous volume, gets a tremendous check. But everything, see, there's a reason for everything. Dutch has done lots of rollouts, lots of ABC meetings, been at the wellness preview every week, provided lots of information to people, and he does have lots of customers, but he also has lots of people in his downline. The only other thing I want to say is that he his sales skills, and I really want people to hear this, his sales skills that he has didn't help him in the beginning, did they, Dutch?
No, they actually hurt me.
Because you were trying to sell. Basically, you wanted to sell up front, and you asked me several times, when do I get to sell? When do I get to sell?
Yes, I was going through withdrawals. You know, I needed to close. I've never been involved in anything that I didn't have to crescendo close at the end. Or I had, in other words, we're bringing people to an emotional high and then close the deal. This business is the first thing I've ever been involved in that actually stands on its own merits, and all you have to do is honestly show it and walk the other way. People that follow you want to do it. People that don't will buy products.
That is such a tremendously valuable information and so, so critical, and that's one of the challenges of getting people to wrap their heads around, but you coming with your experience and what you've done in the past and now learning and understanding what Jeff has talked about this evening, you can really see the value of that, and just it's exactly that you're informing people and allowing them, the ones that follow you do and the ones that don't.
Exactly.
It's the steps in the whole of the process. It's the person they're sitting next to at the wellness preview. There's a three-way phone call gets interjected in there. The rollout has impact on them. The something they hear on the DVD or see on the DVD or hear on a CD or an article they read in Success From Home. It's all of those things that bring people to a point where they say, you know what, this makes sense for me in my life right now. Or it doesn't in terms of joining, but they still want to own the technologies because they've taken the time to learn and it makes sense and they've heard lots of testimonies. And so the average order, I think, is larger, too, just from a customer standpoint because they're more educated. It's not just a pair of mag steps and move on. You know,
exactly.
People are ordering a lot of products for their homes and for their kids and so on because they see the value.
Exactly. Well, that is excellent. I want to take an opportunity as well to open the line up for questions for anybody listening. But before we do that, just I'd love to hear from both of you what your vision for the future is with Neekin, with Dutch, someone just getting started in the business, and then with Jeff having been in the business for well over 10 years. I'm not even sure the exact number of years.
Almost 17, Ann.
Almost 17. My goodness, almost, wow. Just what are both of your visions for the future with Neekin?
Go ahead, Dutch.
All righty. For me, it's creating the next wave of diamonds that are going to come over the hilltop and take this trail and turn it into a freeway. I see this being a time just before the big rush of the baby boomers and the industry coming together. We're laying a foundation right now. The people that are getting involved in this business today have the opportunity to lay the foundation before it really hits. I think very shortly, in the next 2.5 years, when this trend of the baby boomers start to really come in to play, and those people that are laying their foundation right now are going to see an incredible spurt in their businesses. I also believe that with a little bit of foresight and a little bit of stick-to-itiveness right now, we'll be creating a business that will impact the United States healthcare, similar to how Microsoft and Bill Gates impact the computer world when he said, by 99 everyone will have my software in their home, and all the naysayers said, I don't think so. So I believe in the next 3 to 5 years, Neekin will be a household name in the United States.
Absolutely, and with that slew of diamonds that will be happening in the in light of that, I know that you will absolutely be one of those as well with the activity that you have going on.
Thank you, Ann.
Great. Thanks for being on the call. And what about for yourself, Jeff, of being involved in Neekin for 17 years? What are your visions?
Well, I'm more excited about it today than ever. You know, I took a little hiatus. I mean, I've always spoke at conferences and done some activities and some three-way calls and some trainings here and there, but I haven't actually built new business, Ann, in about 8 years. So one of the the assembly of reasons that I chose to do that now is that I've never seen Neekin better as a company. I've never seen the marketplace more. And let me elaborate on the company. We've never had the personnel, yourself, Bob Richards, Dave Balzer, Doug Braun, so many fabulous people. We've never had this kind of a mix in corporate before, and this kind of working harmony in corporate and the working harmony with the field. I mean, this is truly, you know, both oars are going the same direction, and it's very exciting. And then the marketplace has never been more in need or more receptive to what we have with wellness technologies than it is today. Some people could make the mistake of saying, oh, the time to get in was back then, you know, years and years ago. We're truly, in, if you want to use the terminology, a ground floor status right now. We are still pioneering network distribution. We're pioneering these technologies. These are very exciting times. So the company's never been better, and the product mix has never been better either. The fruition of the wellness home as of last October, this is an exciting mix of technologies that are really making a difference in people's lives. So all the factors, Paul Zane Pilser calls it the perfect storm of opportunity, and it really is. What I see is more and more people embracing and understanding the importance of the basics. I have to tell you, Ann, as I travel the world and talk to people, I run into people all the time or talk to them on the phone or emails and say, hey, I've been doing this 3 or 4 or 5 years. I've been really just focused on trying to sell, and I've kind of heard what people have said, but it didn't really register. And now that I've played that game and it hasn't produced the results that I really want, I'm going to do activities now that are going to duplicate and really allow me to build a network that will get me free. And that's what my whole goal, I get excited about sharing this information with people and helping them change their lives, because already in 4 months' time, Dutch's life has completely changed. He has a whole new future ahead of him because of this business, but also because of understanding the basics and how key those are to creating a duplicatable business that will give them a walk-away income stream. And I see the future being incredibly bright for people who want to embrace Neekin right now, learn, be teachable, learn the basics, and I just am excited to be a part of helping. You know, I'd like to see 5 times as many Millionaires Club members in the next couple of years. There's no reason why not.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And I just really want to thank you for taking the time, both of you, to share this valuable information on the call tonight. And like I said at the beginning, it's a call that you'll want to listen to over and over again. I know we've ran a little bit longer than we typically do, but I wanted this information to be shared with everyone. But I also want people to have a chance to ask you a few questions. So if you wouldn't mind just sticking around for another few minutes
to
answer any questions.
Yeah, let's get some questions.
Yeah, come on, that's great. So, Jeremy, if we can go ahead and open the line up for questions and give the instructions on how to ask a question, that would be great.
Sure thing. To ask a question, please press 01. This will place you into our questions queue, and one by one the lines will be open so you may each ask your question. So, again, that's 01 on your touch-tone phone. If your question has been answered or you wish to be removed from the questions queue, press 02. And it will be just one moment while we wait for the questions to queue up. All right, it looks like our first question comes from Nancy Thomas.
Hi, this question, and thank you all for tonight. This is from Nancy Thomas in Rogers, Arkansas. And Jeff, this is for you regarding taprooting. Like with your guest, at what point do you stay with him insofar as continuing to taproot several levels down before you move on to your next prospect?
You know, you can be working in more than one leg at once. I'll just say that right now so people don't think that they're just going to camp in one leg. But I do believe in finding three leaders in a vertical line.
And I will just clarify this, Jeff. This is an advanced question that Nancy's asking.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy, you're a platinum consultant, are you not? Is that correct?
Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
Great. So for the newer consultants on the line, Jeff will just address this as an advanced question that that he is addressing.
Well, and we'll keep it real simple because it's the same activity over and over and over again. It's just in different faces. And what Nancy's referring to is she's asking if I'm looking for leaders underneath Dutch. You know, and the fact is that I am. I'm looking for three leaders down a vertical line. But those leaders are found by doing the exact activity we just talked about. You know, we've already identified some people on Dutch's second level that are leaders, and we haven't got a third leader down that leg yet. But we will have because we're continuing to sort. I'm meeting people at previews. I don't hardly ever go on an ABC meeting with Dutch anymore. He's going on ABC meetings with his own group. He's the A, others are B's, and bringing C's to meet with him. And this is what I mean by duplicating. I don't really go on follow-up meetings with him anymore either. He's 98% self-sufficient. We talk strategy. I'm there when he needs something or if there's somebody special I need to sit down with. But for all intent and purpose, he's self-sufficient, and that's what you want to develop is, you want somebody growing without you. And but, yes, I am looking for leaders underneath him. I believe that every leg you have, you should have three leaders down a vertical line that stabilizes the leg. And those people are rarely person A, person B, person C. They're often person C, person E, and person G, you know, down that line. So we're always kind of searching and looking to find leaders. And what is a leader? Well, they're people doing what Dutch is doing. They're doing everything it takes to win. They're setting goals every month. They're showing up at the previews. They're doing ABC meetings on a consistent basis. They're rolling back. They're doing everything it takes, and they're setting their goals and their plan, and they're moving their business forward, obviously with our help at the beginning. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for people who want to embrace this and develop it, and you want to find three of those down each leg you have.
And, Jeff, you do those three-way calls too, don't you?
We do three-way calls, absolutely.
Yes.
We always do three-way calls. Everybody in the Millionaires Club has done three-way calls. There's no question about that. And that can be interjected anywhere in the informational process. It can be before the wellness preview. It could be after the wellness preview. The only thing I usually like to have is somebody that's had an ABC meeting first and some information, and that makes the three-way call. Then there's somewhere to go with it to raise their belief and promote the next step.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks for the question.
Our next question comes from Louise.
Hi, I'm a new consultant, and I am calling with this question. First of all, this call is so inspiring and encouraging. Thank you very much. My question is this. How do you go about finding the people in the first place to come to your ABC or your one-on-one? Do you go to people you already know, or how do you go about with that first step? Excellent question,
and
first of all,
sure.
Welcome to NECAN, and thank you for being on the call tonight.
Yes, my pleasure.
Hi, Denise. This is Dutch, and welcome to the call. I have been working with people in that degree of question right off the bat. How long have you been a part of the NECAN family?
Since May.
Since May.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how many people do you have on your list?
Well, we started with 100, most of them being people that we know, close friends and family. But we're finding a degree of discomfort in approaching those people.
Okay. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
What do you do for work, or what kind of work do you do? Are you in business for yourself, or are you employed?
My husband is employed in various investments.
Okay.
As far as what I do, I administer a women's Bible study.
Okay, great. That's awesome. Well, in business, in any type of business that you're involved in, whether it's in retail sales or whether it's in service industry, and we can be more specific. I used to sell automobiles, and I did that successfully for 17 years. One of the first rules we taught our new salespeople was, do not sell to friends or relatives. And you want to guess why? Because friends and relatives will never leave you alone after you sell them a car. They're going to want everything for free forever. in this business or in any business, whether it's insurance or whatnot, as you go through your friends and your relatives, it is the toughest time of your business because when people say no, it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. It hurts because you know them.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go through that process, I do recommend that you go through the process because you will find one or two or three people, if nothing else, that want to get involved with you if for no other reason, just for the product. But the rest are just going to kind of watch, has been my experience. They're going to watch, and you may get some naysaying going on, and you may even get poked at.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, you're not alone.
Okay.
Every one of us that have talked with pretty much without exception in our business has gone through their list of friends and relatives within probably a 3-week stretch and come to the end of that pretty bloody and look at me and go, now what? And I say, now we build your business. Now is when things get exciting because you rebuild your list from all the people that you've known on planet Earth. Who is your dentist? Who's your doctor? These are acquaintances. Who sold me my last car? Where do I go to get my car washed? Where do I go to get my coffee? Who are the people that are in my life that I see as acquaintances? Because believe it or not, that's when you'll start building an Eakin business. That when you make those uncomfortable phone calls, first thing you're going to find out by facing the fear of calling people you don't know,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have more success, and you're going to get more courage, and you're going to ask yourself, why didn't I do this 2 months ago?
Oh, this is so helpful. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question? I forget the lady's name that asked the question.
Louise.
You said that it was kind of uncomfortable. Can I ask you why it's uncomfortable? Are you trying to sell people up front? What's uncomfortable?
The discomfort was, am I having them over to be in my company? Because, yes, I am going to try and draw them into the Nikon wellness home rather than just being in my company. It's like there was this different motivation for having them come over to my house or meet me for lunch.
But wait a second. Do you understand that if they become successful in this, it's the only way you're going to become successful?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, the people you're introducing this to, see, I like to meet people in a neutral environment. I meet them at a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they are there to hear about Nikon for up to 45 minutes. Okay, we're going to chat for 20 minutes. We're going to have about 20 minutes of information, and then we're going to get them something to take if they're interested, and we're going to part ways.
So they know ahead of time why they are meeting with you.
Yeah, we're meeting. I want to show you Nikon. It's a new business I'm involved with. It's a multi-billion-dollar Japanese company. I know you're busy. I know you have a lot going on, but I really want you to know about this company.
Okay.
You see, what we don't know is, they may have an aunt that's diabetic. They may have a daughter with migraines. They want to know about these technologies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we don't often know what's going on in their circle of influence. So I agree with what Dutch said, but I want to take it a step further and say that your people you care about deserve to know about this. And if you meet them on neutral ground and you take them through this informational process, well, first of all, you're meeting them for 45 minutes for a cup of tea or coffee or whatever you like, and they either want to move forward with more information or they don't.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then I thank them for their time. And if they were my friend yesterday and I show them Niken today, they're my friend tomorrow. And I don't bring Niken up with them if they said they're not interested.
Okay.
Okay? I don't. It's not like every time I see him, oh, here comes Jeff, he's going to bombard me with Niken again. You don't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there's no reason this should be uncomfortable.
Okay.
You're
going
to show them what you're doing, and they either gravitate to it or they don't. And if they don't, which I'd be surprised, but
mm-hmm.
if they don't, then you leave them alone. And you, if you go out to dinner or you play golf with them or you shop with them or whatever, you're going to still do that. And
mm-hmm.
if Niken comes up, it's going to be because they bring it up.
Yes.
Okay.
But what I've just learned is,
understand, you only need a few key people in your business to really start a big business growing, because they all know people you don't know, and those people underneath there know people that neither one of you know, and
mm-hmm.
it starts to mushroom out.
Mm-hmm.
So understand that if they come through the informational process and decide to join your team, what a wonderful thing to be building business with people you care about.
Yeah.
And I know Dutch has some people on his team that have been friends that he does care about, and he's
mm-hmm.
excited to be building business with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think the part comes where if you're not trying to sell them up front and you're
mm-hmm.
up front with them about what you're doing
mm-hmm.
and you show them what this is
mm-hmm.
and if they don't want anything to do with it, that's certainly their choice, and you're still friends.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're not bringing Niken up every time you see them, there's not going to be a problem.
And what I've just learned is being up front with them first as to why we're getting together.
Exactly. I want to show you a new business I've started that I'm really enthused about.
Oh, this is a breakthrough.
Yes.
I thank you.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Nancy.
Hi there, and thank you, Louise, because you set the stage for me. And thanks, Jeff and Dutch. I'm so excited to hear you both tonight. You've been extremely helpful. So my add-on question to what Louise just asked about is, tell us about the information that you provide for them. Obviously, the Healthier You magazine, but what more do you provide?
Actually, I don't usually use the Healthier You magazine up front. After my ABC meeting, our number one leap behind is success from home. Healthier You is going to come into the equation later on if they're really a really product-geared person, okay? So I don't even give them a Healthier You until later. My first leave behind is a success from home.
And, Jeff, just as this is a Niken corporate call, I will highlight some of the tools that you can use that Niken has available to you to help assist with this evaluation process. And then Jeff alluded to this on one of his comments, is the business presentation. There's both the product and the business presentation that Niken has available, both in Flash that's available on your PWP or a download on the Rhythm of Niken site or in the library section. So both of those are valuable tools that you can use in this information process, along with a lot of the things that come in your Niken Business Success Kit. And, Nancy, I also draw your attention to network with other leaders in Niken, cross-line, up-line, down-line, all over the place, friends that you come in contact with as to what they're finding to be effective. But with what the tools that we have available for Niken that certainly will assist you is our new Niken Business Success Kit, our business presentation, the product presentation, the 90-day planner, all of these tools. And then, like Jeff has talked about, using the ABC calls and the various CDs and DVDs that are out there with the various support organizations to be the glue in between the steps.
Thank you.
You know, I want to point out, too, and I know Dutch will second this, the business kit is the best thing I've ever seen. It's so chock full of information. If you're new and you haven't gotten into that kit and tore it apart and read it and reread it and gotten in there, there's so much information that's going to help you develop your business. I can't stress that enough. The company's done an amazing job putting tools together like we've never had before.
I agree with that.
Excellent. And for sake of time, I know this has been an absolute excellent call, and we could go on for a long, long time. We'll go ahead and take one last question, Jeremy, if there is another question.
All right, our last question will come from Chris.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for having this call. It's wonderful. My question is more of a numbers question, and I know the numbers vary per person, but Dutch and then Jeff as well, how many calls would you say that you have to make to get an appointment, and as well, how many appointments would you say you hold per week to have the success that both of you have had?
Well, I'm a numbers person too, and numbers excite me because one thing you learn in sales is numbers don't lie. And when you know what your plumbing is, you know how many numbers you need personally to hit your objectives. Then it's just a matter of doing it over and over and over again. So let me start by saying your list and what you guys both Jeff and Ann just highlighted about the starter kit is so true. If you go in there and look at the memory exercise they have to keep your list over 100, we do special meetings with people that are at silver and moving towards gold in our group. And the qualifications to come to those meetings is to have 100 names or more on your list. Otherwise, you're not invited. We don't believe you should make 100 names and then burn them out. We believe you should have 100 names and add two names for every name you take off forever. Because when you're out of names, you're out of business. So just make that a mindset that you're going to add names every day. So what we found and what Jeff has taught me and what I've proven out is this business is built on thirds. If you're going to set an appointment, you're going to make my personal numbers are 2 calls, but I think the general in the group is 3 calls to get 1 appointment. So if that answers that question, then we can just carry that over to 3 appointments is going to get 1 person to the wellness preview. 3 people at a wellness preview, you're going to find a business builder, generally, you're going to find a wholesale customer, and you're going to find somebody who just passes on the whole thing. Uh-huh. Now, obviously, I wish it worked just like that. You may have 6 people who all get in at once, and the next week nobody gets in. The uh-huh. next week they're all wholesale customers. You know what I mean? But uh-huh. at the end of the month, when you do the math, it's 30%. It's plus or minus 6%, even to the degree of I can tell you it takes me 9 meetings before a wellness home moves in my group. 9 meetings for a wellness home. Okay. So if you start to connect the dots here, you realize that if I'm going to go silver this month, I need to make 10 calls to get 3 appointments for Monday. Now, that's how we set our goals, activity goal or an actual number of appointment goal. So what would you rather do, make 3 phone calls, set 3 appointments, and be done for the night? Or have to call 10 people. So it's easier to default to the activity goal than it is to have to actually push through and do, the result goal than the activity goal. So we do that on purpose because it's easier to hit the goal quicker. Your brain works that way. So if you set these small goals for yourself and you get comfortable, and this is probably the most important thing that I've learned in this business is fall in love with the process. And what I mean by that is whatever, don't go around trying to open doors. Go around and jiggle the doorknob and pretend like you're in a huge hallway and there's nothing but doors. And as you're walking down the hallway, you're jiggling doorknobs. And every now and again, a doorknob will be open. Walk through it. Whatever's there, be thankful for it. If there's a wholesale customer, help them be a wholesale customer. If it's a business builder, help them be a business builder. If the door's closed, go on to the next one. Don't take it all so personal. This is a business of numbers. And if you flip enough rocks, jiggle enough doorknobs, you're going to find what you need to be successful in this business.
I want to have a real important add-on here as we wrap this up. My sponsor is Reed Nelson, and he's one of the most successful Royal Diamonds there is, and if not the most successful Royal Diamond that's not a Royal Ambassador. And the numbers that we've always known to be true, 30 ABC meetings in a group will create a silver. Now, this is what I taught Dutch in the beginning, 30 ABC meetings in a group. Now, that means you might have 6 or 8 ABC meetings with somebody, let's say person A. You have 6 or 8 ABC meetings with them, and you find a person B that gets excited, and you have 4 or 5 ABC meetings with person B, and you find a person C, and you have 6 or 7 ABC meetings with them, and then person A leads to another good one, and you have 4 or 5 ABC meetings with them. That's where 30 comes from. It's not like you necessarily going and seeing 30 yourself. It's 30 underneath someone that joins you, okay? And it could be, they could be going on, several of them are going on 3 and 4 levels down. But here's the thing. The number's always been 30, but we've never had a wellness home concept until recently. And what Dutch has found and actually proven out, he knows flat out, because, see, the average order is higher today. He knows for sure that if he does 24 ABC meetings in a group, or let's just say not that he's doing them all, but if 24 ABC meetings are occurring in a person's group, a silver's going to break. Okay? And Dutch, isn't that just absolutely fact?
Just in the last 90 days, it has proven itself out. We have weekly goals of 57 ABC meetings in each of our organizations. And if you do the math on that, our goal will be 7 new silvers in our organization this month in July. And we have 2 weeks because we've been gone for 4th of July. We're going to Cincinnati for 3-4 days, and then we're coming back. Our month starts on the 15th.
So the numbers are the numbers. They don't lie, and we just do the numbers and the results. If you do the numbers with the right intention, and you're not just out there trying to sell mag steps, because that's going to take you a long time to get where you want to go. We're building people here, and we're sorting through people to find people that want to grow. And like Dutch said, he's got lots of retail customers and wholesale customers, people who just, you know, they don't see it right now. They're watching. That's okay. He's already had people call him back that he showed this to in the first month because he went and succeeded without him. And they're hearing about it, you know, through the grapevine, and now they're calling him, and he doesn't even have time to see them.
That's a true statement. Five people right now that we can't get to. But, yeah, it's just awesome. Embrace it and run because it's fun.
Great. Thank you.
Embrace it and run because it's fun. That's a great line. Super.
So I know we're over we're about in an hour here, and I just, you know, I just want to say that it really is true. If you'll generate those 24 ABC meetings in a group, and you'll take people through informational steps like we've shared here, you just turn into a silver factory, you know.
So would you say, Jeff?
He's going gold. He's going platinum this month. He's going diamond in November. He's got it all charted out because it's just a matter of developing silvers, and you know if those 24 ABC meetings happen in a group, there's going to be a silver break. So
yes.
If you can chart where you want to go, you absolutely can chart it out. You can plan your volume. You can plan your rank, everything, by understanding the numbers.
Excellent. And let me just ask this of both of you, for the guests listening on the call or the people listening on the call, would you say, especially with our 4,000 bonus points this month, that there's still plenty of time for people just getting started if they're just listening to this call to achieve silver this month?
Oh, my goodness. There's no question about it. I mean, I started Nikken November 20th of 1990 and went silver my first month, and I didn't have the bonus point offering. There's all kinds of time here to become a silver this month, develop a silver this month or two in your network. There's all kinds of time for somebody joining today to be gold by the end of August and go on that cruise, or not cruise, I'm sorry, go on the Riviera Maya leadership conference as a gold with the company in October.
Absolutely.
No question. With what the company's got in front of us right now and the timing and the number of people in the marketplace that are looking, we just need to get out there and start turning those rocks over, start jiggling those doorknobs like Dutch said, and do fall in love with the process. Don't take it personally. Just do the numbers. And you know what? You're going to have people that are going to join you. You're going to have people that aren't. You're going to have some buy, some won't. You're going to have people to watch you, and 4 months later, 8 months later, they're going to join your team because you went succeeded anyway. And it is the truth, and Nikken's the best business in networking I've ever seen or been a part of, without question. And I'm just thoroughly excited for everyone's future. The brand newest person on this call, you can create whatever you want to create with this vehicle. It is absolutely a fact.
Excellent. Well, again, thank you so much to Jeff and to Dutch. You guys were absolutely excellent. And, again, this call has been recorded, so listen to it over and over. You can access it within 72 hours. The link will be on the under the Events tab on MyNikken.com. Click on Conference Calls, and you will see this call there. So we'll put an announcement out for this call, but spread it out to your organizations. There's just been a wealth of information that's been shared. So thank you so much to the both of you.
And can I just ask you to reiterate one more time that how people get to the call you and I recorded previously a month or two ago on the business basics and how they actually get to that, because it's a little more in-depth than this call was here tonight.
Yes, that call, and I will double-check that, that call is on myneekend.com. You can look under the library section, and I'm going to make sure to have it posted under the conference call section and under the Rhythm of NECAN under presentation. So in those three areas, this call here will be under the events section on the conference call. Also, you can also access one of the calls that Jeff was speaking about in under the library section. In myneekend.com, you'll see the new consultant email campaign, and the conference call, I believe, is under the fifth on day five in the new consultant email campaign. So I know that's a lot of information. I will look to have that sent out in the email broadcast that goes out on a weekly basis, and to keep that information happening, because all of this, again, this information has been not only on this call, but in another interview I did with Jeff previously that's available on myneekend.com. So,
thanks, Ann. We really appreciate everything you're doing there at the company. It's just awesome.
I appreciate all that everyone is doing, and I will also put a plug in for next week's call on July 18th, same time with Dr. Naidu. So you definitely want to be listening in on this call to take advantage of all the information that Dr. Naidu will be sharing. And again, looking forward to being with all of you at the quarterly event on August 18th. So thanks much again, Dutch and Jeff, and I look forward to being with all of you next week. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Ann. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye,
Dutch.
Bye-bye.
This concludes today's teleconference. I'd like to thank you for your participation. To end this call, simply hang up your phone. Again, thank you.